Right, good afternoon, everyone. It is 2:30, so we will go ahead and get started. I know your time is valuable. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am CJ Taylor. I'm with the Farm Production and Conservation External Affairs Division. So today you'll be hearing from our Acting Chief for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Kevin Norton, and our Program Analyst, Tyler Kendall, will be performing the demo for you. Before we get started, I'd like to let you know that we are recording this so we can send it out to those that were unable to attend or if you guys would like to have it later. Also, I would like to remind you to please go ahead and mute yourself. That way it doesn't disrupt our demo. There'll be plenty of time for questions afterwards. So for now, I will turn it over to our acting NRCS chief, Mr. Kevin Norton.
Thank you, CG. I really do appreciate the introduction. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. We welcome this opportunity to be able to speak to you directly. The media today about our updated online conservation tool that is now available on farmers.gov. I'm the Natural Resources Conservation Service Acting Chief, Kevin Norton, and I want to thank you for taking the time today to join us on our demo of the farmers.gov portal. Here at NRCS, we're committed to providing excellent customer service, whether it's through our network of service centers across the United States or online at the farmers.gov portal. We're here where we have a new self-service feature related to our conservation programs. And now more than ever, we realize the importance of online options for our farmers and ranchers to manage their USDA business. We want to be available to them 24/7 when it fits their schedule, their work, and the many challenges that they face on their agriculture operation and moving things forward. With farmers.gov, our producers will be able to access and submit their information on their desktop, a tablet, or a smartphone. Can you imagine that? And we now have a tool that from the cab of their tractor, their pickup truck, they'll be able to engage directly with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and we'll continue to expand that work. We want to share with you our Conservation Client Gateway that many of you have been familiar with and that has been used by a number of farmers. We're moving that now to the farmers.gov conservation portal, one location where individuals can come and do business with NRCS, Farm Service Agency, and other USDA agencies. We've changed the look and feel of the Conservation Client Gateway in a way that it's more intuitive, more comfortable to the user experience as they begin to look at their farm, their needs, and work through their request for assistance or any contracting activity they have with us. The conservation features join several others that are already available in farmers.gov, including the ability to view the farm loan information. As more information capabilities are added to farmers.gov, it's quickly becoming a one-stop shop for our USDA customers to submit applications, make connections, gather information. Today, our conservation features will enable farmers to view, download, and e-sign their documents, receive technical assistance, view and submit conservation requests. We have technical references available. They can submit questions to the agency, local field office. They can access information on their current and past conservation practices and look at detailed information on their current contracts that they have with us or any previous contracts. And the authority for FSA and NRCS customers to work within the portal and act on behalf of their active power attorney entitlements and their current authorities within business entities. This is exciting for us as many of our farmers ranchers and forest stewards conduct their business as an entity. Now we have the ability for them through the portal to actually engage directly with us as they represent the business entity or execute a power of attorney on someone's behalf. Additionally, conservation features and functionality are going to be deployed in the coming months. We're going to move into a more agile deployment model of operations so that, much like you see with other software that you engage with non-USDA, they do updates, things get better, it works easier. We're going to continue to do that. Some of the things we've got planned coming down the line is the ability for you to report your conservation practice completion and request practice certification. that request financial assistance using a program-specific application. View and request application details. How is your application progressing through the system? And then upload and access important conservation practice and planning documents to the agency for our use in working with you. To access the information, you have to have a USDA e-authentication account. This was one of those things, I think, at the very onset that limited the use of the Conservation Client Gateway because it was a very cumbersome process. Now you can log into farmers.gov. It's a very simple process, and it can all be done from your home, your office, without having to come to a Farm Service Agency or a Natural Resource Conservation Service office to establish the account. So we've eased the path to get your account set up so you can engage directly with us through the conservation portal of farmers.gov. Current Conservation Client Gateway users can use their existing login password. They're all set up and ready to go, and all their information is going to be right there in the farmers.gov system. So it's a very easy transition for existing users, and it's going to be, for those new users, a lot more intuitive and easy for them to come online. So we're going to continue to move the support the core components of the Conservation Client Gateway. Folks that are already engaging there will be able to do that until October. Then we'll just point them back over to the farmers.gov, but there's no reason for them to stick with Conservation Client Gateway. If they're ready to move to farmers.gov, they can certainly go there and log right on in. Without a doubt, farmers.gov is growing. It's becoming USDA's leading digital application for access to producers to USDA, and we're continuing to build out an extensive suite of products. There's a lot there, and we're going to continue to expand it. At this point, I'm going to turn it over to the Farm Production and Conservation Program Analyst, Tyler Kendall, and he's going to walk you through a demo of our portal. Tyler?
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Let me share my screen here. We do have several features available in farmers.gov, including representative authority profiles that Chief Dornton mentioned earlier. This is an exciting new feature that allows individuals to act on behalf of other individuals and entities for which they're authorized to represent. We expect this will provide a great deal of value to our producers, so I'm happy to demo that feature, as well as others that are available for the producers to use now in farmers.gov. Before I begin, I would like to note the data that you'll see on the screen today is test data. It's not actual data of USDA customers. So with that, I'll go ahead and begin showing the portal pages here. So this is the global home page that users first see when they log in to farmers.gov. You'll notice this yellow banner at the top of the screen indicates that this user has a representative authority available to act on behalf of. We're going to go ahead and switch profiles. From this screen, we can see that there are multiple representative profiles for this user to use. We're going to go ahead and log in as this entity member, Dixon Farms Joint Venture. You'll see at the top this banner has now changed, indicating to the user that they are acting on behalf of another entity. And that banner will persist throughout the portal as they're acting on behalf of someone else. We'll go into the conservation landing page. This is the home spot for all of our conservation content. As you can see on this page, they have important tasks, documents that they can sign, and conservation requests that they can make. And it also, from these conservation requests, they can ask a technical reference question, get help with a natural resource concern, they can request a new conservation plan, and all of those requests are routed to the service center that the request is applicable for. The technical reference library provides a number of popular NRCS reference sites, including the Web Soil Survey and the National Conservation Practice Standards and Specifications, as well as a great deal of other websites, all conveniently located for the producer from this one farmers.gov resource. Scrolling back up to the top of the page here, you'll notice on the right, this tool indicates how many practices the user has that are due in the next 60 days, just a quick at a glance for the producer to see. And if they want to view all of their practices, they can navigate to the View All Practices page, where they can see all conservation practices that are associated to them. This menu allows them to filter and sort so they can narrow down on specific practices. For instance, we'll select a planned and obligated practice. And from this dedicated list, from that smaller filtered list, we can go into a practice detail and view that practice and the items related to it in a little more detail. As you can see from this page, they can see the contract that it's a part of. We have an overview tab, components and documents, as well as a map that outlines the practice that they're looking at. They can find out more information about the contract that practice is a part of by going to the contract details screen. It is a similar look as the practice details, but provides a little bit more information on the contract itself. You'll notice at the top of the screen, it still shows that we're acting on behalf of Dixon Farms. We have a practice and a documents tab, and then more information about the contract. And this tool here shows the producer that they have practices completed, how many are remaining, and how much cost share has been earned out of the total cost share available for that contract. We see the practice documents available for that contract. And we can also link to the View All Documents section, which shows the producer all of the documents that are associated to them. You'll notice we're still acting on behalf of Dixon Farm Joint Venture. We're going to go ahead and sign a document for you so you can see that interface. And it's really a pretty simple interface for the producer. They simply click the sign button, and the electronic disclosures consent form comes up. They scroll to the bottom of that and can hit accept. And it then loads the document that they are trying to sign. And you'll notice their signature anchor is in place. And it notes that they're acting on behalf of the entity that they've signed in as. They simply click OK. And that document signing ceremony is complete. They've acted on behalf of the entity. And it shows on the green bar here that the document is complete. Scrolling back down, we can see on the document that it shows a signature by Kelly Dixon acting on behalf of the joint venture. We're going to navigate back to the conservation homepage, the global homepage, and switch the profile back to the original user. We select Kelly, and from that view, we can see that we're back, no longer acting on behalf of someone else, but back logged in as the user Kelly Dixon, with the options to switch into their representative profiles. So that's a quick demo of the features currently available in farmers.gov, and we're excited to show those to you today. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and turn the time over to CG Taylor.
Thank you guys for attending. We will send the link out to you guys in case you had any audio or visual trouble. We'll also send out the press release that just went out about 5 minutes ago, along with a fact sheet that has information on our farmers.gov portal. So thank you for attending, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.